This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get reward points delivered too. So the ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
There is no good evening. There's no what's going on, people, because there isn't much going on. We're here to talk straight into business. Everton 1, Palace 0. We're out of the FA Cup. The lines will be open for you to have your say on the game and more. We'll be reading your comments as well throughout the show. The only favour that I ask for, if you do enjoy it, is to make sure to leave a like and leave down your comments in the comment section down below if you're watching a replay. It takes a second of your time and helps us grow the channel to reach a bigger audience, to have different opinions. But there isn't anything good right now. There isn't. Nothing good about this football club. Nothing. Out in third round. And the season's over. Yeah. The season's over in January. Now you might say we're in a relegation battle. We've got something to play for there. But it is over. In my eyes. It is over. It is over. And I'm fucking sick and tired of people that run this football club sending dumb PR messages and all of us getting sucked in season after season and believing their lies. I am sick and tired. I don't want to hear any more messages coming from this club. I want to see action. Steve Parish said, we're taking this club to the next level. It's January and our season's already over. Our season's already over and it's January. Where is the next level? Stop with this nonsense. I'm tired of this nonsense. Where is the next level? Where is the ambition? You didn't show it in the summer. You haven't shown it throughout the season, because if you're showing it throughout the season that you want to actually go and achieve something this season, he would not be at the club right now, Roy Hodgson. He wouldn't simply be at the club. I am tired. I am sick and tired of words being said with no actions behind it. What are we doing as a football club? Tell me, people, what are we doing as a football club? I don't give a toss about the fucking business side of things. I don't care if it's a business. I'm a fan. I want us to go progress and see things, but it's not matching. The ambition is not matching off the pitch. It is not matching. And I can't deal with it anymore. You can call me spoiler. You can call me whatever you want. I can't deal with it anymore. I'm tired of the lies. We kept getting lied on. We have won 6 games in 24. 6 in 24. How is he still here? If he show any bit of ambition, even the tiniest of bits, how is he still here? What are we taking this club to? Where are we going? Tell me. What was that lineup? 5 defenders. Are they coming off the pitch when we're 1-0 down? The fans were booing at the ground. I heard it. I didn't watch the game. I heard it. The fans were booing. Chanting, you don't know what you're doing. Can you blame them? No. I feel sorry for the 500 that traveled up there. Even though it was a free coach, I feel sorry for them, because that's a time they're never going to get back. But you know what? Regardless of what you think about other managers, under other managers, even with the likes of Pardew, we were terrible in the league. We still tried it in the cup. Even under Vieira, we were terrible in the league. We still tried something in the FA Cup. We have progressed in the FA Cup. We have tried it today from minute zero. From that lineup, it showed where we're at. It showed where we're at as a football club. I mean, who are we? Who are we to say, you know what? Let's forget about it. Forget about the FA Cup. Like, who are we? What position are we in? I said it before the game. We're not in no position. Forget about the FA Cup. Forget about the League Cup. Forget about the Premier League. As a football club, we're in no position to throw away games. We've won one in like 10. We need to take every game seriously. And we approach this game like a league game. Having five defenders, we're not going to get a point, Roy. It doesn't go. We don't get a point in the FA Cup. You either get knocked out or you go through to the next round. Jeez, how defensive. It seems like we're playing Fran Barcelona with the lineup. The manager shows no ambition. The guy who runs the club shows absolutely no ambition. So where are we at? Where are we at? If you want to show some ambition, you sack him. You sack him. And you don't sack him at the end of the January transfer window because I am familiar with your game. I know what's going to happen. You sack him at the end of the January transfer window. What happens? The new manager doesn't have the same transfers. Oh, it's fine. Because there isn't a window. I am familiar with the game and I'm tired of the nonsense of the games that's being played at the football club. I don't want a lot. I just want us to have something for us and show a bit of ambition. A bit of ambition. That's all I ask for. Under Vieira, we didn't win any trophies, but we showed ambition in the transfer market, on the pitch. We showed ambition as a football club. It's not only on the manager. It's not only on the owners. It's everyone working together. And right now, the manager, zero ambition. The owners, zero ambition. Right now, you tell me, what are we doing? What are we doing here as Crystal Palace Football Club? What is our objective apart from staying up? And is that ambition, staying up after 10 years? I'm tired. I'm tired of the lies. I can't deal with it anymore. I can't. And he won't sack him because I know he won't sack him. And we're going to be here. We're going to be here. Same old shit. Different game. That's how I think about it. And you know what? I'm not holding back anymore. I'll say what's on my mind. If people are upset, people are upset. You know? I don't care anymore. These are my opinions. Not, of course, back on this opinion. These are my opinions. And I'm just sick and tired. I'm sick and tired. The lines will be open so you can join in and have your say. Whether you're Roy in, Roy out, parish in, parish out. But I'm tired of these conversations. I really am, people. Patrick.
D, 6 minutes. I applaud you, man. Epic. That was epic. I applaud you. I want a couple of things. I have nothing to add to what you said, by the way, because you said it perfectly. Is that lineup, when I saw the lineup with Chris Richards, Jefferson Lerma, Will Hughes, and Jeff Fishlock, I was so glad it wasn't on television. I didn't have to watch it. I was so glad because I cannot anymore in my lifetime watch a lineup with Chris Richards at DM. And I told you, I'm a massive fan of his. He's not a DM. I don't care how well he's played. He's not a DM. It's an FA Cup game. We should be going for it. Start David Ozo. Why Schlupp's on the left side? I have no idea. Just put Franca there from the start. Then he subs on Jairo at left back for Tyreek and not Teo. Do you know what, mate? I'm done. So, great stats, by the way. I want to add a few stats, all right, before we go on. 4 times in the last 5 seasons, we've been out in the third round of FA Cup. 3 times under Roy Hodgson. We had an 8-game winning streak from November 4th, Burnley, to December 30th, Brentford. And as someone said in the chat just now, my son, Madib is fat sack for less than that. We have scored 3 or more goals this season, 3 times in 24 matches. We've gone scoreless in 8 of our 24 matches. That is 33% or 1/3. We won 2 games in August, 2 games in September, no games in October, 1 game in November, and 1 game in December, for a total of 6. And we have 6 clean sheets in 24 matches. And we had to get that to get 3 of our 6 wins. Have a clean sheet. As you said, D, my friend, season's over. Roy has to go. When he's gone, Parrish can go with him. They can all go. We have no ambition. I don't know what we're trying to do. Next level, spoil. The guy has to go. I'm serious. Today was my final straw. But unlike you, I'm not going to get upset. I'm not going to scream, but what you did to my friend in the beginning was epic. I agree with you 100%, man. This season is over, man. It's over, and it's January the 17th, 2024, and our season is done. We have half of January, February, March, April, May. We've got 5 months of nothing football. Why? Because Everton might go down because of the deduction. You got Forest now going to be in trouble. Luton, Burnley, and Sheffield United. Thank you, C. Parrish, for all you've done for us. I appreciate it.
And that's where we're at.
And you know what? And this is true. My face does say I told you so. Because I didn't want a guy to come back. I bit the bullet when he came back. Never liked Roy Hodgson. Never will. And I hope when he leaves, people understand why I didn't want him. This is why I didn't want him. We did not need him for the last 10 games last season. And we definitely didn't need him this season. And now we, the fan base, are paying for it. We, as fans, are paying for it.
Also, I mean, how on earth can we get fucking worse than this? With all due respect. Like, what is the reason for keeping him at the club? Like, what is there? What is the actual reason? We've sticks to win the 24. What, like 3-16 now? It used to be 3-18. It must be 3-19. We're approaching 3 wins and needed 20 games. What is the actual reason? What is he doing that warrants him to stay at this club apart from us being cheap once again? It goes back to the same thing, being cheap, showing no ambition. There is no valid reason for him to still be the Crystal Palace manager come tonight past 12 a.m. He should be sacked right now. Any other football club would do it. Just like Vieira was sacked, and rightly so, you can argue, Roy Hodgson should go get the sack. But you know what's funny? I said this before, and I fucking hate to admit this. If Ryan go and sack De Zerbi, they're not bringing back Chris Hughton. That's what we've done. That's what we done with fucking Roy Hodgson. That's what we've done. And that's where we're at right now. That's where we're at right now as a football club. We go sack Vieira. Instead of finding another manager that could push us on, go bring back Roy Hodgson and keep him for a season as well. The last 10 games, I thought we'd done well. But you keep him for a season when we've seen him for about 4 to 5 years and we know what he is about. And that goes down to the owners. And I'm sick and tired of talking about the manager without the owners getting any flipping slack. They're the ones that's running this football club. They make these decisions. And they're clearly not getting it right. They ain't. Whether you think about Roy Hodgson's style of play or defensively, attackingly, 3 wins in 19 is not good enough. 6-24 is not good enough. That is relegation form. So if the managers go in, first and foremost, Steve Parrish should go as well. I'm tired. I'm flipping tired of these lies and messages. I know majority of these rumors they're getting spread by the club as well. I know it's happening. The club is spreading these rumors. Oh, Calvin Phillips, we're interested. Oh, look, Roy, go and speak about this player and that player. I know it's going to happen. It's going to happen because we're all fools. We are, as Palace fans. We are all fools, unfortunately. We will believe these stories. It will buy them a week or two. And a week or two later, when it comes transfer deadline day, oh, it didn't work. It didn't work. Sorry, we didn't have enough time. It's going to be the same old nonsense. And I'm just tired. I'm tired of the same cycle going in and around. Because whilst this cycle is going around, all these people at the football club, they are getting their money. Trust me, they are getting their money. They're going to bed tonight whilst getting paid. They're not doing it for free. Remember that. These owners are not doing it for free. They're not doing it for the love of the football club. I don't care if you support Crystal Palace. If you don't, they're not doing it for the love of the club. They are also getting a financial gain. So at the end of the night, if you don't sack Hodgson, if you don't spend money, it helps them. It helps them. That money is there at the football club. It helps them. You know, it's not going to go back to the fans. It's not like we're going to be all here getting a portion of the pie. Oh, look, Crystal Palace didn't spend in January transfer window. Oh, we didn't spend in summer. Here we go. The fans can have about £5 million. Share it between the fans. No, that doesn't happen. It all goes back to them. It all goes back to them. They're all selfish. They are all selfish. That's what it is. Let me bring on Stan next. And I'll be honest, I can't really talk about the game. If someone's at the game, feel free to call in. But I was listening to it, and it's the same word for me anyways. I watch Palace, I feel tired. I listen to it, I feel tired. I'm just exhausted in general about this football club. There's nothing about this football club that's inspiring right now. Absolutely nothing. Let's bring on Stan. Stan, out of FA Cup, 1-0 loss. Just your thoughts.
Yeah. This evening. So it's what's it called? It's probably going to be a quick one from me. First of all, big up to anyone who went up there today and spent money and took time off work or away from their families to go out and watch Roy Hodgson's Crystal Palace. I salute you, and you deserve a full refund and a knighthood, probably. I said it in the group chat. The game was over as soon as they scored. Our season was over as soon as they scored. I saw the lineup. I knew we'd lose with that lineup. He took Eze off. Schluck played more minutes than Eze, and so did Will Hughes, so that tells you everything. And, you know, this comes down to, obviously, Roy Hodgson, he's the manager. The tactics are shocking. You know, light squad or no light squad, think of it what you might. The tactics are crap. Doesn't use the squad properly at all. It's shocking, to be honest with you. Honestly, it is really, really, really time for this fan base to speak up. How much longer are you lot going to tolerate this? How much longer are you going to be gaslit by Steve Parrish? How much longer are you going to be lied to? We're wasting the biggest opportunity in the club's history under him. He has done, honestly, he's done nothing for this club in the past few years. He's done nothing. It's all about him. It's all his agenda. Roy Hodgson is the manager because if he finishes 17th, then Parrish's pocket gets lined and he's sitting on a nice bit of buns, a nice bit of loot. And that's where we've come from. This new stand, they're lying to us. There is no new stand, okay? Why has it taken him 7 years? 7 years, guys, from the announcement of the project to action, to not even breaking ground. 7 years. He announced it in economic boom times. He could have got a loan for the stand at minimal interest rates. He's lying to all of you. Like, enough's enough. Like, how long are we going to accept this, you know? And I'm going to call out other fan channels as well that are Roy apologists and Parrish apologists. Like, come on. Like, what do you want from this? I'm going to call out fans that I saw at Luton away that when we lost to Luton Town away, went and clapped the players and the manager at the end of the game. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're prolonging this. You're encouraging this stupidity. Like, come on. You know? Like, come on. Like, we as a fan base have got to come together and we've got to get this dinosaur out and we've got to get this fraud of a chairman out of our club. He's got to go. He's got to, honestly, this is as bad as the championship years in administration, because at least we knew where we stood then. At least we knew where we stood. This is shocking. Absolutely shocking. I'm done with it as well, mate.
Can I ask you, Indy, a genuine question? Because I know all I've said about the game, I didn't watch it. But let me ask a question. Would you have been upset if we'd lost 1-0, but the following had happened? We had Teo at left back instead of Mitchell, Ozil in the midfield instead of Richards, France at left midfield instead of Schlupp, and Ahamada at the 10 instead of Hughes. Would you have been as upset at the 1-0 if those guys had played? Because I wouldn't have been.
You know what? I think it's a combination of everything, mate. It's a combination of the league form, the style.
No, I get that, but I want to focus just on. I want to focus just on tonight's game, though. So I'm not really upset. I mean, I don't really care anymore. But I'm upset that he didn't just take a chance with the kids, because, like you just said, we could have all called the 1-0 before this started. We all knew the part. I mean, I kind of knew. I mean, you guys did the PV show. You kind of said, okay, 1-1 penalties, 2-1, whatever. But in my heart, I knew we weren't going to win the game. So I'd much rather have given Ahamada, Adam Arola, Ozil, and Francis the experience, and then hopefully they show a little something for the season going forward. We got something to look forward to. This man is killing us because he won't even give the kids a chance. He brought him on what? 74th minute, I think it was, or 80. I can't remember what it was. I think it was 60, maybe 65th minute. Whatever it was. There was no chance to get. We're only down 1-0. We weren't going to get back in this game because the team doesn't show any kind of tactical nous to change a game, any kind of spirit, whatever. So my thing is, we just started those kids, at least started them with Eze, obviously. Eze is the main player, right, who creates with Elisa out. To me, it would have been something. But to play the same player and to play Richards again at the DM and play Hughes again at the 10, that's madness, man.
You know what, though? I expect nothing else from him.
I get that.
But you know what I mean? Would I have been less pissed off if we'd have played a few youngsters? Yeah, probably. But you know what? I'm at the stage now. Why have we got that academy with Roy Hodgson as the manager? Like, what's the point? Do you know what I mean? Like, what's the point? Why have we bought Franca for 20 million sods and he don't get a game? Do you know what I mean? And it's like, he is Parrish's puppet. He was the same when he was England manager. He was the yes man in a dire time for the FA and for the England's football setup. He is Parrish's puppet. He's a yes man. That's all he is. He's ruining players. He he absolutely rinses the same players week in, week out.
Right.
It's shocking, mate. Would I have been less pissed off? Yeah, I would have. But you know what? It shouldn't be coming to this. We're 11 years in the Premier League.
No, I get it.
We're a cash rich football club. We're nowhere near the limit on financial fair play. We're being lied to. I get all that.
My only point, like I said, is just at some point, you know, he's got to do something different, and he won't. And I know I'm talking to the wind because he's not going to change. I'm just saying to myself, had he at least done that today, and I would say, okay, if you're resting Hughes and Schlupp for Arsenal, whatever, I don't care about Arsenal. I'm not winning that game anyway. But at least if he did something different, I would say, you know what? Give these guys 75 minutes and see what they can do. Because they could not have been any worse than the 1-0 anyway, right? Maybe it would have been 2-0. Who cares? But I need to see. I want to see Malcolm Aboye freaking play. Why can't he play? Is he that bad?
You saw Colin Kazim Richards was on a podcast the other day.
No.
And he said Aboye's a baller. He could go right to the top.
Oh.
Listen, lads, I'm going to have to cut this short because I've got to go. But I want to say one more thing. Parrish out, Roy out. Big up everyone that went. And I'm telling you, if you go to home games, start hounding these people out. When Parrish walks in, I'm not saying go up to him, don't do anything bad, but make sure that you make your feelings known, because this is bad, right? This is ridiculous. And 17th is not acceptable. And you know what, Patrick, you said that there's free and some points deductions, et cetera, et cetera. I think we might still go down despite all of that. We're that bad. We are that bad. That we might go down.
I wouldn't argue with that point at all. Nice, man. Take care, man. All
right, cool. If you're enjoying the show, people, make sure to either like or subscribe. Let's bring on Mason next. Mason, season over. 1-0 defeat against Everton out of the FA Cup as well. Thoughts?
Look, I'm not going to talk much about the performance because I didn't watch it. I'm glad it weren't on TV. It was, just look at the lineup. Need I say more? Like, it was absolutely dire, mate. Like, Hughes as a 10, Eze on the wing, no Franca.
It's mad.
Mate, what is this guy doing?
Mason, man, it's killing me. It's maddening. It's so maddening. It's not even funny. You have to laugh if you get so upset. You have to.
Honestly, guys, lads, I have a headache with this club now. Like, it is, because the thing is, right, you go back to this next level thing and everyone's saying it's all lies. Let's just compare this now, right? So this season was meant to be next level compared to next season. So let's just compare the two. Out of the FA Cup at the first hurdle last season, out of the FA Cup at the first hurdle this season. Right. Carabao Cup, out of round three last season, out of round three this season.
Correct.
January transfer window, no signings yet, and we're halfway through. Adam, last season, no signings till deadline day. Probably going to be the same thing this season, right? We're sat 14th in the league, 5 months left of the season to go. What are we playing for? What is the point? What is the actual point? We're just hopeless. We are completely. And the thing is, again, these Forest and Everton's point deductions are going to paper over the cracks again. The thing is, I don't think we're going to stoop any lower than 15th. I don't think, just because of those points deductions and Burnley, Sheffield United. I think even Luton might finish above us, though. You know.
Well, like, Brentford will, with Tony coming back, Brentford will definitely finish.
Like, honestly, I have no words. Like, I've just made my YouTube video. It's 3 minutes long because I had nothing to say. Honestly, it is just, it's just so repetitive season in, season out. Like Dee said, and by the way, Dee, your 6 minute rant was amazing at the start. So you just said it all perfectly. But, like, I just don't see where we're going. It's just like Stan said, what is the point of this academy with Roy in charge? You know, it is just, and the thing is, right, read the room, right? No Palace fans are happy. You've got Palace fans chanting, you don't know what you're doing. Every single Instagram post about the lineup, the halftime, the full time, none of them are positive. They're all negative. Like, It's almost as if Steve Parish is the only backer of Roy Hodgson. Why? Because it makes him money. Because Roy Hodgson isn't a manager that demands Steve Parish to go out there, spend money. Get me a player. Mm-hmm. Get me this player. Get me that player. I want to improve the team. Get me that player. Roy Hodgson is just happy to sit with the players he's got, play the same lineup and hope for different results. And it's not happening. 6 wins in 24. And I know it's already been said, but I just want to emphasise that. Like, for a Premier League club of 11 years, that is dire. With those kind of stats, and I'm going to say it right now, we do not deserve to be in the Premier League.
100%.
We do not deserve to be in the Prem. I'm honestly watching Championship teams, and I'm like, you know what? You deserve to be in the Premier League. Because at least you show a little bit of fight. You show a little bit of ambition. Wes not showing anything. Like Dee said, we didn't win any trophies under Vieira. But at least we had a go. We had players of ambition. We had a manager of ambition that said, I want this player in that window. Go get me this player.
I want to add one other thing, by the way. Next season, if we stay up, right? If Leicester come up, and Southampton will come back up. They are teams that have proven to be Premier League quality. There will be no Luton's coming up, no Burnley's coming up, and no Sheffield United's coming up. So unless some milk happens, we are definitely going down next season. Because there is no chance that Leicester go back down, Southampton go back down, and possibly, let's just say, it'll probably be Leeds might come up. Let's say, you know, they've been up and down a bit. But my point being, if Leicester, who won the Premier League a few years back in the FA Cup, they're a quality, you know, they've got the money, they've got the infrastructure to stay up. Southampton's got a ridiculously good academy, pretty good background. You know, they made a mistake with the managers, whatever. They're going to be fine. We are going to be in so much trouble next season. So if that's what Parrish's plan is, that one more year, good luck, because I don't see any chance we stay up next season. So okay, one more year, great.
The thing is as well, Patrick, a point you missed with next season is that do you see Eze, Gehi, Anderson, Elise there?
I want to add that. Someone in the chat, exactly. Eze's gone, Elise's gone, Gehi's gone, Anderson's gone. So those four best players are going to be gone. Doucouré will stay because he was injured, but he would have been gone also. So you're right. We're going to lose our best four players and we'll not replace them with anybody, let alone academy players stepping up. So you're right, Mason, great point. It makes it even that much worse. We are doomed next season. Abs, I don't care. Call me whatever you want, negative. We are doomed. If it's not this year, which it won't be, next year, I'm saying right now, we are going down. There's no way we can stay up. There's no chance.
The thing is, right, we can't forget we got a little telling in December from Roy. We're spoiled, apparently. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. We got knocked out in the third round. We can't moan. We should be grateful that we're here. And, you know.
So what's next, Mason? How do you see this planning out? Because by the game is getting worse. The banner was out again by fans after the game that have said, you know, Parish out, Yanks out. They, you know, there are people that don't want Parish at the club. Apparently, management and the players have seen that because they came over after the game to the away fans. But for you, what happens next with Crystal Palace Football Club? How do we get out of this rut that you're talking about?
The only thing I can see changing of any major difference is if John Textor sells up his 45% and an investor comes in. That's the only, and a proper investor as well, that will come in and will take control and put money into this club. That's the only way I can see it going, because on the pitch I'm seeing nothing. Roy, obviously we sack Roy Hodgson, but this is the thing, right? Because we only lost 1-0, and I shouldn't be saying this, but I don't put anything past this board anymore. So even though it's just because we lost 1-0 and it wasn't a 3-4-0 thrashing, Roy stays. Then we play, like I said, in the last one, we play Arsenal. We lose that. Oh, we'll stay because we're expected to lose. Then we play Sheffield United. I don't know, say we get a point out of that, he'll stay. And then what? We wait till we lose to Brighton at the Amex, just like we did under Patrick Vieira. And then what? Like, because I don't know what manager's going to come through the door. I don't know what's happening with the ownership. The thing is, right, when the ownership thing with John Textor first came out, what do you call it? When that first came out, it just showed me that the problems at the club are bigger than the manager. Well, I knew it, but it's just solidified it for me. If you've got two owners in Steve Parish and John Textor that do not agree on pretty much anything, then what results are we expecting?
Right.
I said in my preview on my channel, smash and grab Everton 1-0 win. Right. Because I can just tell with what we're doing. And when I saw that lineup, I quickly looked for it on TV a little bit, and then I just went, you know what? I don't care. I'd rather watching Blackpool, Nottingham Forest was a better experience for me, right? I'm not being funny, right? Over the past couple of weeks, I've worked at Stamford Bridge watching Chelsea's games. That's more entertaining for me. Obviously, I'll support Palace all till I die, but you know what I mean? The football over there is more entertaining. That's all I got to say. I appreciate, obviously, you probably got others waiting. So I'm going to leave it there because I don't want to waffle, you know. And also, one more thing I will say. We had the opportunity to play Luton at home in the fourth round. That was a favourable draw for us. And in the fifth round, quarter final, you never know who we would have got. So it's a massive opportunity wasted again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where this is going.
I don't think anyone does. But look, Mason, great having you on. Hopefully we'll catch up with you again soon.
Yeah, thank you very much. See ya.
Thank you.
Right, take care. That was Mason having to say the link is posted, but let's go through the guests before I post it again because there's a lot of people waiting behind the scenes. As always, if you're enjoying it, make sure to leave a like, subscribe, reading all the comments as well as they're coming in. But yeah, I think from what I'm gathering is even the people that, you know, said, you know, oh, problem is bigger than Roy, or, you know, I think everyone's just upset right now. I don't think anyone's making any excuses anymore. And that pretty much says it all. Even the positive, more positive ones are just, they've had enough. Let's bring on Kenny. Kenny?
Yeah, hello.
How you doing? 0-2 Everton in the FA Cup on a replay. Winter break over, but same old Palace, I guess.
It's been the same since last season, since the first time Crystal Palace came to the Premier League. Nothing has changed since then. Nothing has changed. But by now, you'll be thinking Crystal Palace will be improving every season. But I think every season Crystal Palace are just going down and down and down every season. Nothing has changed, and the owners don't care, the manager don't care, the players. It's like the players don't care anymore. No one cares in the club. And everything is just a mess in the club. And it's a shame for the fans that keep paying their money to watch the games, and the owners and the players are not giving them anything to talk about. And it's just a shame. And for me, Roy Hodgson just needs to say thank you and goodbye. That's what he needs to say. But for me, that wouldn't happen because the owners... I don't have the boost to sack him. The owners don't care. And I don't know why Crystal Palace have bad strikers. No one can score goals. There's too many bad people in there. And I don't know when things will change. For me, nothing is changing this season. For me, I'm saying it from today. This season is over for Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace are going nowhere.
I mean, where can we go? Like, what can you really achieve? We're out of the FA Cup. The Carabao Cup is done. No cups. And when you look at the league form, I mean, based on our form, geez, we can't win games consistently. I mean, we can't win games, let alone win games consistently. I mean, Kenny, what do you want to see from here onwards? What do you want to see from here onwards? Okay. We've lost Kenny. Let's bring on Henry next. Henry? 1-0 defeat to Everton.
Happy Henry here.
Roy out at the bottom. yeah, I mean, the floor is yours. I honestly, today...
I don't have any words, Patrick.
There's not much to say.
I don't blame you, mate. I don't blame you.
I wasn't going to come on, but I just thought, fuck it. Like, I just want to get stuff off my chest. Like, I've never been, honestly... And I know, like, Patrick, you've probably been a fan way longer than me, and I respect that.
Look, it's dead over there. 1971. How old were you then?
I wasn't born.
I love
but
it.
There you go. So, but what I'm saying is, I've never been more depressed as a Palace fan as I am right now.
Yeah, you were. You were this depressed, COVID under Hudson. Admit it. That's how I thought then.
No, not as bad as this. Because
really,
no, yeah. I'll tell you why. Because I never thought that we would rehire him and put ourselves through the same fucking shit as the first time. It's ludicrous, right? And yeah, the problems don't just stem from the manager, but he's a big part of it. He is still enabling these. He's still the part of the problem. And the lineup was a fucking joke. I mean, what the hell was that lineup? Eze on the wing. Hughes in the 10 again. Hughes, are we really surprised about seeing Hughes in the 10? No. Is he ever going to play Franca? I mean, Franca played brilliantly in the first game, and apparently that's not good enough to warrant a start tonight. I'm so sick of it. And it's like, yeah, our season's done, but you know, realistically, it was done before tonight anyway. I mean, we were never going to win this cup. We were never even going to come close to winning it under Roy. I mean, bloody hell. Has Roy ever come close to winning the FA Cup?
But wait. One of the three of us said, let me finish. One of us said that of any manager the Palace ever had, the best manager to win the final would be Roy Hodgson. Now, he said that on a live stream. So, Henry, you can say what you want. That man to your top left said the best manager to win a cup in a final would be Roy Hodgson. D, your thought?
I've got no thoughts. I'm just reading Roy Hodgson's comments after the game.
You know, I can't wait to see what wonderful comments he has for us today.
So, he said the following. I'll see if I can get more comments. This is coming from Matt Woosnam from The Athletic. He said that he understands fans' frustrations at the substitution of Eze, but they had the Arsenal game in mind when making the change. Asked if it was pre-planned, he said a little bit. He said, I appreciate for the fans, it's a long way to come and we appreciate the support. I would have been disappointed to see Eze go off as he's one of our best players. I would also be extremely disappointed as a fan if I played another 30, 35 minutes and got injured in the process or put himself in a situation where he can't go out on the field against Arsenal. That would have been extra disappointing. Even without him, I thought we did enough to cause Everton problems and create goal chances. But once again, we can only blame ourselves for not taking them. We've got a lot of players who haven't had a chance to show what they can do. We keep wanting to see what França, Ahamadan, Ozo can do. The chances are with the team we've got at the moment. The chances in the Premier League might still be few and far between.
Well, why didn't he play in
there? It was good at least to see these players and to know that our judgment, that we can trust them. And if we need to go on the field of play and do a good job for us, is the right judgment. They've gone on tonight. I wouldn't say we were suddenly much worse.
So, yeah, unlike what he said last time. All of a sudden now, he's managed Eze's minutes, but he couldn't manage Olise's minutes before he got injured. Now he's learning, right? So can he learn to play the goddamn kids then? Can he learn to do that then? He's learning, which is great. He's learning to manage Eze's minutes. Okay, I wouldn't even argue with that. That's fine. So manage the kid. Let the kid start then.
He's the most experienced manager ever.
He always keeps talking about France getting opportunities here and there. He didn't even start him today. I'm not believing his BS anymore, man.
It's just unbelievable. How can it take this long for him to learn to conserve players' fitness at 78 years of age, for God's sake? It's just it's just mind-boggling. But you know, it's just. I'm sick of this ownership. I'm sick of this manager, and I'm sick of this club like sucking the life out of me. It's just soul sucking. I agree with what Stan said as well before. The fans need to start raising their voice, right? They need to start, because otherwise nothing's going to change. I mean, nothing might change anyway, but at least if the fans give their voice, then there's a chance, you know, at least they're trying. You know what I'm saying? It's just the only hope I can see moving forward is Hodgson's going to go at the end of the season. If he doesn't, then I give up, but he will go. I'm sure of it. I think he's even said it himself. And if Textor does want to sell his share in the club, I think that would be beneficial. If Parrish wants to sell his stakes, because I mean, he's literally just, he's treating us like some sort of, you know, that sort of old kind of tool that you have in the shed that you never use, and you know it's there but you just never use it. It's like, it's almost like that. Like he knows he owns us, but is he pulling his finger out? Is he trying to improve us? No, he's literally just sitting there and doing nothing. And I've seen quotes out of his mouth that say, oh, if you stand still in the Premier League, you get punished. Well, guess what? We're standing still in the fucking Premier League, and we're going to get punished at some point. So how big of a hypocrite are you to say that, oh, if you stand still, you get punished, and then have no ambition to sign anyone in the transfer window? And it's not like we're I know we don't have like too much money, but we're certainly not a poor club, right? We certainly have more means to spend more than we do, right? So we're not spoiled. We've been in the Premier League for, if we stay up this season, it will be 11 years. 11 years in this Premier League. Now, you could look at it as a success in some way, because we've managed to stay up for this long. And if you'd have said that when we went up, if you know, we'll stay in the Premier League for another 10 years, great, no one would have complained. But the thing is, right, our second season back, we finished 10th. Since then, we've finished 15th, 14th, 11th, 12th, 14th, 14th again, 12th again, I think.
It was, and 11th.
And 11th, yeah. Right? So we haven't finished in the top 10 since we did it in the second season back. I'm sorry, that is a failure. How can you finish 10th and not even... I know we've come close, but how can you finish 10th in the second season and not show the desire? If we'd have just shown a bit more effort, a bit more ambition in the transfer window, a bit more bite, we could have easily finished at least 10th in one of those other seasons. But no, we just don't do anything. What even are we? We're just fucking pointless.
I don't know what we are.
Henry, you make a great point. But what I'm going to say about it, we cannot keep Hodgson the rest of this season. Because until right now, like I said to Mason before.
Yeah, we can't do that, but we will though, Patrick.
No, I understand.
I think he's going to fall under pressure. I think Patrick's going to fall under pressure, I'll be real. I don't think we'll. I think he really wants to, but geez, he knows that he's getting a lot of stick now. I think as a fan base, by the game is getting more united to look at the bigger problems at the football club, and Parrish is in trouble. So I think he'll be forced to, even if he doesn't want to.
Did I hear you say that Hodgson or the players and both of them saw a banner after the...
They should have seen it, yeah. They should have seen the banner right. with the Parrish out.
I wouldn't be surprised if we hear something in the next few days coming out from Roy saying, complaining about that banner and saying, oh, they don't know what goes behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, because he said it. Like he said it before. He said that, you know, you look at clubs like Charlton and this and that. He's very old school, innit? I don't know how to put it. He's just very old school. That's the most respectful way I can put it. Like, if you show a bit of ambition, he's kind of against that. And I get it, maybe in the 1970s or 80s, whenever he started, it might have been like that, but we've seen it. Like, times change. Like, I don't really, just because he's been managing the game for how many odd years, it doesn't mean that everything he says is correct. So no. I wouldn't take his word for something serious.
I mean,
go ahead,
laughing stock of a club to reappoint a manager who is literally, I mean, he's wasting his time. What is he doing, right? Why is he wasting his time and energy coaching a team that he knows, I'm sure he knows in the back of his mind, that he can't take this team any further. He's done all he can for Crystal Palace. Leave it there. Retire. Enjoy time with your family. Do whatever. Come back to the occasional games and savour, right? He should have savoured the fact that Crystal Palace fans loved and respected him based on the years of stability that he gave us. Now, his reputation is going to be tarnished somewhat by
not
this.
Not somewhat, a lot, a lot. Not somewhat.
That was always going to be the case.
Right, not man. Only did we make a huge mistake in reappointing him and not letting him leave with his head held high, bringing him back for the last 10 games was a great idea, but fucking leave it there. It was the perfect Hollywood movie send-off that you'd ever dare see in football, right?
You know what's going back? Sorry, Henry, to cut you off.
Leave it there.
I'm just seeing something. Paddy McCarthy has just done an interview for Paddy TV.
Luke Ford said it,
He's next in line.
Paddy McCarthy just done an interview. What the fuck is seriously going on? I mean, if it's a young manager that doesn't have experience, I'll say fair enough. But he can't do interviews now for Paddy TV? Like, you're letting a guy who doesn't have any experience in managerial game do the interviews. Like, seriously, what the fuck is going on with this football club? Like, a manager can't even do flipping interviews after the game to the official fan channel. We're not even hearing from him.
The problem with this football club is they are convinced that the way that they run it is the best way to run it. And they are so stubborn in their ways that they're not convinced that any other method will work. And that is what's wrong from top to bottom, because it's with the manager appointments. It's with if you look at everything, the way, even down to things like the way the club shop.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Is run and the food, etc. Everything is just so basic. It's just so bare minimum shit, man. We just do the bare minimum in every single category.
So I'm not going to think, but I don't want to set you and D off, but back in 2018, Parrish told the South London Press the following: "Everybody who knows me knows I don't run away from anything. I tweeted at the end of last season that the plan was to break into the top 10. I want to do better every year. If you stand still, you go backward. It's as simple as that. So we won't be standing still." But yet, Crystal Palace have done exactly that.
Just talk. When I started the stream, I said it. I am tired of the yappa.
Yeah.
Don't do the talking. Don't tell me what you want to do.
Action.
Go and do
action.
Yeah, I'm only talking. All you do is talk. It's so easy. I'm going to say it now. Palace is going to win the Champions League next season. I'm going to say it. But does that mean Palace is going to win the Champions League next season? No. You have to take action. If I want Palace to first of all to get into the Champions League, we have to spend massive. We have to improve a lot of things. Talk is cheap. Instead of talking, I'm tired of you. I'm tired of him talking. Honestly, stop giving me quotes from Steve Parrish.
I've
seen enough.
I don't want to set you off.
I think at one point, he talked about potentially, I don't know, Crystal Palace in 10 years might win the league or something, about like 10 years ago or something. And then here we are fighting relegation. He said some wild things. I'm tired of him talking. Do you know what another thing that annoys me the most? That has become this person for the football world. Oh, Steve Parrish, he's a savior. He's going to put spending caps. He's going to do this and that. I don't give a toss as a Crystal Palace fan what Steve Parrish is doing to the world of football, because I care what he does for Crystal Palace. So enough of the other nonsense that he gets involved in with other newspapers every other week, because you might think it's childish, but I don't give a toss. I'm tired of seeing his name in the paper talking about, oh, we're going to say football. We're going to do this. I'm tired. Stop. Stop that nonsense. You're Crystal Palace chairman. You're a so-called Crystal Palace fan. We're in a mud. Stop telling me about the world of football.
Untapped.
You fix Crystal Palace or you walk away and you focus on the world of football because I'm sick and tired of him talking. Honestly, whether it's about Palace or not about Palace. Because he's just chat shit.
I'm sick of him talking and I'm sick of Roy talking. You know, I don't even watch. I don't even listen. I literally do not listen to anything that Roy Hodgson says. I see the quotes on Facebook and stuff.
Yep, thank you.
I don't put
thank
my...
You. Same head way, Henry. I won't click on it.
You know why? Because he fucking triggers me. Every time he beeps, he makes me fucking angry. And it's the same with Steve Parrish. And
I ignore. You
know, something else that Parrish said. This club is sitting on untapped potential. Bro, telling me that untapped potential... Are you trying to tap the potential there? Because it's just a load of toxic lies. That's all it is. And we have to put up with this garbage. And everyone else thinks, like, there's a lot of other people who think, oh, you should be grateful for what you've got 10 years in the Premier League. You don't know the inside of it. People don't understand the situation unless you're in it. It's just, I want Parrish out. The only thing that I would say is we need someone who wants to invest in this club. We need someone who believes in the potential of this club and can do it in a sensible and sustainable way, right? Because, of course, you can't just go crazy and spend fuck tons of money.
No, it's not.
You have to comply with FFP, right? Unless you're Manchester City. Then you have to comply with FFP. And I think we're getting very lucky this season because Burnley have been shit all season. Luton have been all right, but you know they're still down there and they still haven't collected.
It's next season we're in trouble. It's not the next season. It's next season we're in big trouble. Next season we're dead.
Everton
we're dead next
might
season.
Get another deduction.
Yeah, they're not going down.
You've hit the nail on the head. Next season, I'm worried.
We're done.
I think we might stay up this season, but next season, Good God, I'm gonna really try my best to. Well, if we all I want now is to get through the rest of the season as quick as possible, and then enjoy the summer break as much as I can. Try and forget about Palace as much as I can before we have to start the whole thing again. And guess what? We're gonna have no more signings in the next window. Parrish is still probably gonna be there. We're gonna spend God knows how long trying to appoint a new manager. We're probably going to interview loads of managers and they're going to come and they're going to say, oh, yeah, Crystal Palace, that looks like a decent project, until they meet the owner who doesn't want to flipping do anything to propel it forwards. What's the point?
Yeah. Henry, there's other people waiting. As much as I'd love to talk to you.
Cheers, Henry. Appreciate you, man.
I hope you'll catch up with you after the Arsenal game.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Cheers.
All right, then. Take care, Henry.
Take care, bro.
See you later. That was Henry having his say. If you want to call in, we'll go through the guests and then we'll see what the time is. And then if we have any time, we'll open the lines up further. But there's over 200 of you here. If you do enjoy the stream, make sure to leave a like and subscribe, people. And and leave down your thoughts in the comment section as well. But yeah, a lot of people are upset, man. A lot of people are upset. But yeah. Let's bring on Patrick. Next, Patrick. 1-0 defeat against Everton. At home, thoughts out of FA Cup season done. I mean, bring back Pardew. Jeez, I wasn't expecting that. You're mute. That caught me off guard.
Still unmute with that ridiculous comment. Don't unmute. And I love Pardew, but
Patrick, hold up. Should I mute? Hold on. Let me unmute you. I can't unmute you. Leave him.
No, I muted. Sorry about that. I muted myself.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm trying to bring some comedic levity to this shit, but since D's already started cussing, I just don't figure you mind if I threw a couple of cuss words in there. That game was so boring just on the radio. You know, BBC Sounds or whatever the hell they're called, BBC 5. I put on a Brazilian feed of the Celta Vigo, who did they play? Whatever their Copa del Rey game was they played, Valencia game. That's how bad that was. I mean, even Rafa Benitez's team scored 2 goals a day and won. But anyway, it's a huge problem. It's bigger than Roy. Roy's completely lost it. I don't know what the hell happened over the summer.
Forget, that's your boy.
Oh no!
And by the way,
I still defend the fact. No, I still defend the fact that he should have been. He saved our tail last year, and it
saved nothing. Pat, you could have kept us up last season. I don't want to hear that. See, I'm not trying to.
You're probably right about that.
I will get behind the fact that we won matches, but I'm telling you right now, we were not going down last year.
I agree. But Patrick, I disagree. I disagree with you on one thing.
Saved us the first time when he came when DeBoer 100% saved us. He did a great job that first time. Last year, front office, we would have kept us up last year.
But I tell you what. I tell you what, though. He can take us down this year. You're assuming
we're right, but I don't see it. I don't see it. Now with the he can take us, and as bad as those three teams are below us with Luton,
Everton point Everton's point deduction might be 6 points, but I don't think Everton's going to go down anyway. Strictly because Sean Dyche is just that good of a manager, he'll keep them up twice in the same season. But I'm telling you, he doesn't go anyone forward. That was crazy. Back seven, we had two offensive players on the pitch, maybe. And that's, you know, Mateta's in good form. Well, let's not put him on. Let's go back with Eduardo. I had a couple of shots. And then what, Eze on our brand new right winger, Eberiche Eze. I mean, it made no sense. There's no defending it. He's got to go, but he's not going to go. So the only thing that can help us this year, and I have to be on the borderline with this because it comes out as me just being a militant fan. But you got to pull a West Ham, you got to pull a Everton, and the owner's sitting right in the damn stadium. Unless that dude's got, I've never been to Selhurst Park. Does that guy got mad security around his box? Get up, go right to where he's sitting and protest. That's it. There's no more, well, we're going to have a flag and everybody, players going to look, or we're going to do a walkout, or we're going to do a little simple protest. No. You got to do a West Ham. You got to get up and kindly walk over to the damn owner's box and get them to flee. Again, I'm on the borderline. I don't want to sound like a fanatic, even though I'm from Philadelphia. That's what we would do Eagles on and Mike after last week, last playoff.
Yeah, great job this weekend, by the way. Great win. I mean, sorry, you lost. Sorry.
The fan base will take care of that. But that's a different channel for a different thing. But no, and I don't mean to sound so fanatical, but guys, Everton got up and their board hasn't been back since. Again, I'm not condoning it. And I guarantee you, if they get hit with a points production, Everton's fans will go protest at the Premier League office, as they should. But for us, we're divided fan base. This should be no division on Steve Parish. I remember getting arguments with D 3 years ago about the owners were full of shit. I'm just glad D's coming all the way back around to my way of thinking. Now, Stan, why he believes in the American owners, he needs to do his homework because there's so much stuff on them. It's out there. It's just not me complaining about it. It's out there. You can contact any Philadelphia sports journalist, and they'll tell you straight up truth. But anyway, you got to get them all out. The only way to do it, you got to protest it. Not the stupid little walkouts. You got to be a little firm in your voice. That's it. I hate to sound like that, but that's it. Because unless Roy decides to resign, and I think it's heading that way, because if the fans get a little bit louder and you start shoving it down his throat, he's 70, what, 77 years old? He don't need to take that shit. And unfortunately, that's what you got to do. Road games, home games, or just completely not go at all and pull a Blackpool.
I got two letters, DHF. They got to lead the way, man. It's got to be them. They're our most vocal fans. They have to be the ones to
There was a quote after the game. I think they're frustrated as well. There was a tweet, at least we've got a light show, and then they replied, well, it's Homes of Radio, which is basically the HF. He said, the point being, it's slow for the club on and off the pitch, bleak, austerity football that is insulting to fans and then papered over with shitty gimmicks. Club needs to wake up.
If the ultras are saying it's got to wake up, that's great. We already know that shit. Go do something about it. I'm not there. I know I'd be locked up tonight. Let's just put it that way. If I saw Steve Parish, not in a violent way, just going to his face and protest. A couple of years ago, somebody did that and got in trouble for that at a home game. I can't remember the exact year, but that he got in it with Roy and then he tried to confront Parish and he got locked up for it. Point is, you got to do it as a group. Now, I'm not saying go all violent, nothing like that, but you know, there's an example. There's examples of that crap working. If Everton could come up with money and buy a striker somehow, granted he's not the best. Huh?
Well, also game's going to be interesting. That's going to be the first away game that I'm going to this season. Right. It's not going to be fun, I'll tell you that. But yeah, I wonder what the reaction is going to be like at that one.
And I was at the Bournemouth game, sat next to AJ, and AJ will tell you, I made one negative comment about one of our players and got destroyed by a guy there. The fans there are not going to protest against, unless the main fan group starts booing or doing anything. The majority of the fans there, they are not going to do anything. They're not going to boo Roy. They're not going to protest Parrish. I was there. I was there for three matches. I was at West Ham and I was at Bournemouth and Liverpool.
Right.
Granted, Liverpool was a decent performance. Bournemouth was deeper there. It was pathetic. Awful game.
Was the worst, again,
there were some boos in that game.
Was that the game that HS wasn't allowed in, or they didn't go or something like that because their stuff was locked up?
I think it might have been, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's in the second half. Yeah, they came in the second half, because in the first half, I think it might have been.
Rail strikes at night too, because people couldn't get the game. I mean, the crowd wasn't great that day. So
okay.
Yeah, but yeah, there was like a protest there from the HF one game. And this I mean, that's a group. Yeah, that group can have their own opinions. There's probably people in HF that are Parrish out, Parrish in. You get that's a group. Just like back of the nest. Just because I'm saying I want change in ownership group, that doesn't represent the whole of back of the nest. There's some people that might be happy. Do you get? Exactly. So it's hard to just put the, you know, say as a group, oh, we're Parrish out, etc. There's individuals in that group that might, you know, can raise the concerns, and I think they have been doing even on social media. It's hard to put on a group. But then again, I mean, the biggest thing is lately I've noticed
West Ham got up and now they're sixth place. Their owners freaked out, started spending money. Hmm. We're owned by billionaires, two of them. You're right.
That's on whole fans, though. That can't just be one, you know.
You're right.
One, and that's on whole fans. If fans really wanted to do that, they can do that anyways.
I just don't understand why the fan base, and maybe it's just me growing up in the States and growing up in Philadelphia, it's a different fan, different mentality. But I don't understand what other fans, Palace, are looking at. And I've only been.
You guys booed Santa Claus. You can't compare.
Yeah, because he would. You know why? You know, hey, real quick. You know why they booed Santa Claus? We get labeled with that because he was drunk in front of kids at an Eagle. That's the part of the story they don't tell you.
I know that part. You're right.
Wait, is the real Santa? Yeah, you don't boo him as well. That's crazy.
And I would boo him again if he's gonna be drunk in front of children. But look, like I said, there's other people that need to get on here that can bring up better points than me. But this is just the only point. It's like, guys, whoever's going to the games, part of the HF or HS or whatever, get together, have some fan meetings, come together and do something. Or don't come on D's show bitching if you're not going to do anything. I'm in the States. I can't lead a one-man protest.
I might fly back over for that protest. I'm not joking. I'm about to come back. I'm serious. I'll be a part of that. I'd be love to be.
I would be that. I would pay the ticket. I've been to Europe twice in my life, in Spain, but yeah, I would definitely come for that. I don't know if I'd ever get out of it because I get a little too militant, but no, that has to be done because, okay, last point, Patrick, when Simon Jordan was the president, and you compare, okay, it's completely different. He ran his money into the ground administration, but can you see him doing a better job now than Parrish at the moment? Like if everything is equal, if Simon Jordan is in there tomorrow, Steve Parrish sells out and takes his shares away. Do you see any difference?
I think Jordan always wanted to win. Obviously got promoted that one year, got relegated the following year. And he always would try and buy players. So from that standpoint, he would try to push us forward. The problem with him was financially, he did some things that were just, you know, he leveraged the club, he lied about the stadium. That wasn't great. So, I mean, I know Tim usually comes on and talks about the financial part, and Tim is right about that. You know, we don't have a financial issue, but the man is afraid to take a risk, even a slight risk. And for me, as Henry said, 11, 10, 15, 14, 11, 12, we're going nowhere. We're just standing where we are. We're not going forward. We're going to start.
We're falling backwards. Now. We're not even standing still.
Exactly. And that's the bad thing. But I think Jordan would do a better job. But again, that's only because, like, he definitely, again, if you look at his guy, guy's book, he would always buy players at the deadline. He'd always, you know, get the players. He'd want to play some type of football. You know, he wanted to get us promoted when we were in the championship. So he wanted, but I think financially we'd be in a much bigger trouble because he would be like, I mean, you talk about football. He understands financial issues. He understands how the FFP works. I'm just worried about he wouldn't necessarily adhere to financial fair play. You know what I mean? As opposed to understanding how it works. But I think we're better off with Jordan. But that's just me. A lot of people say, what are you, crazy?
Okay.
Administration, all that stuff. But I just think under today's financial fair play, he couldn't do what he did in the past. Like, he couldn't leverage with that. He did a deal with a group that basically put us into administration because they had no, you know, because he had debt that was coming out of his backside, and he spent a lot of his own money and lost a ton of money of his own money. But again, I think Parrish has been good for the financial part, but for pushing us forward. But again, I'll go back to this again. With Parrish, has done the best of any owner we've ever had. I mean, let's get that straight. We always get promoted, get relegated, promoted. We could never stay in the league for 1 year. So being in the league 11 years is one thing. But my point has always been, I can understand the first 6-7 years wanting to be kind of, you know, just staying there. But the last 3 or 4, man, we got to push on. We got to try top 10, top 7, you know, another cup final, maybe win a league cup. I'm not talking about getting to Europe and winning the Champions League. I'm not crazy. But I'm talking about winning a cup of some type and getting it into the top 10 as opposed to 14th, 13th, 12th. And now, what are we now? We're 14th and looking down at people like Luton and Sheffield United and Burnley. We shouldn't even be in our discussion. And they are. It's ridiculous.
Luton as well is crazy, man. Because some of these players we're talking about is valued around 60 million, 70 million, and wherever. We've got Eze, we've got Elise, we've got Gehi.
And they'll be gone next year.
I think Eze will stay because he's been hurt. He hasn't had a good year. Eze will be here. But the rest of them are gone. I agree with you. Eze, I think
he's been Anderson, probably. Johnston, good riddance. I'm not get to that. But anyway,
guys, you got other callers, so let me get off. Real quick, Arsenal, forget it. Just look forward to the Sheffield United game. That's my thinking.
I don't even say look forward to it, but yeah, we got a Sheffield United game.
Guys, take care of yourself.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Take care, Patrick. Again. Yeah. Well, I'll be at the Arsenal game. That should be fun. Exactly. We'll talk about that after we go through the guests. Oh, he's been waiting for a while as well.
Happy birthday, all.
How's your birthday? Happy birthday. What a present for you. Well, I guess you didn't get to watch it because no one did. But look, 1-0 defeat to Everton. Out of the FA Cup.
No, I didn't watch it. I'm glad I didn't watch it.
Yeah, what do you make of it? Just the whole situation. Honestly, it's a live match reaction for the Everton game, but of course, not a lot of people will get to watch it. But what do you make of the whole situation with Palace right now?
I knew how the game was going to go. Like, line up. Let's try to get penalties. Even though our penalty record is atrocious right now. I can't even remember the last time we won a penalty shootout. That pre-season game, where that was, doesn't count in my mind. It took us a free kick, that one goal from Andre Gomez. I forgot he was still an Everton player. I thought he left them seasons ago. And that was it. Like, we weren't going to do anything. We weren't going to attack or get back in the game. So, no one's really talking about the game. We're just talking about where this club is right now, and it's it's not really good.
Where do you think the issues lie then? Do you think the manager, the take responsibility, the owners? There's a lot of frustration. Where do you personally see the issue lying? What's the main problem at the club?
It's both. Like, I know. I said like months ago when Roy got appointed that I was never going to blame him for whatever happens because crap transfer window and all that. But his press conferences are mind-boggling, attacking the youth, calling us spoiled for for having one win at home at the time. Owners need to take responsibility. They hired Hodgson in the first place. Like he should have went with his hands up high last season. He did that. He got our respect for him back. And now it's gone crashing hill. We're back to Roy Ball in lockdown days, and that was terrible. And this is almost just as worse. Is it?
And look, that's the thing. Like, we've seen enough of Roy Ball to know what to expect. And yeah, I mean, I said it last season. I know we played great football, but I was against Roy getting reappointed. And my main concern was that he carried, and I know people disagree, but he carried that momentum from Patrick Vieira. Patrick Vieira, yes, should have been sacked. Okay, fine. We move on from that. But there were elements to his game, which also Roy gave credit to. And I think we carried that momentum in the last 10 games. And then as you have preseason, as the games have been going by, more and more, we were reverting back to Roy Ball. And now we're at prime Roy Ball. And, you know, that's why I didn't want him at the club this season. Then again, I've also said that he doesn't want the worst for Palace. I don't think if it was any other club, he would have came out of retirement in the last 10 games. But then again, the decision makers have to take blame for this as well, because end of the day, it's not like Roy went and signed a contract by his, you know, by his own accord. He had to get, you know, the owners wanted him. The people that made the decision wanted him. It's a case of, why did you want him for one season? What's the objective of the season? And once again, it's a lack of ambition. It's a lack of ambition. That's what it goes down to. So for me, of course, I'll sack Roy right now, but it's the people at the top. The people at the top, they need to be changed as well, because they just don't show the ambition that's needed at this current rate, and it's not good enough.
Yeah, we appointed Roy back just because of the three teams, pretty much for the three teams that got promoted. Well, guess what? The three teams, they started terribly at the start, but guess what? They're picking up points. And if we really stay up because of a points deduction to Everton and Forest, that you can't get more peak Palace than that, staying up on a technicality.
Yeah. And you know, looking forward just quickly to the Arsenal game, let's change our focus, because we haven't really mentioned Arsenal as much. What do you want? I mean, changing the lineup? What will make you at least happy going into the game? Because there's a lot of people upset, and like you, even before we kicked off today, based on the team that was selected.
Something that looks threatening. Like, a team doesn't look threatening. Like, you play France in the first game against Everton, who impressed. You take him off, and then in the replay, you bench him. I don't get it.
Yeah. It is frustrating. But look, the hustle's coming up, and there's no more break. We've had our break, and this is what we come back to.
The only benefit of this is we don't have to play it. There is no Premier League when the fourth round happens, so we get a game off.
Oh yeah. We have a weekend off, in Palace. So, yeah.
Yes. Well done. Well played, all of that.
Then again, that's also a good opportunity. If there was going to be a change, for it to happen sometime sooner rather than later, because we do have that extra rest, even though we have Sheffield United on Tuesday. Then again, I'm tired of seeing the same one. Yeah, honestly. That's
how when's that? When's the fourth round? End of January?
Yeah, well, it's the week after, so it's not this Saturday, it's next week Saturday. No. So, yeah.
Who knows? Maybe we might sign someone.
Oh, yeah, we'll see.
The play for Roy, that guy must be an idiot if he comes to Palace, seriously, whoever that is. Seriously, there you go. The play for Roy. Yeah. I thought he's over that player right now.
Hey, Phillips wants game time. We can offer it him.
Yeah, I mean, offer him game time, but I don't know if you want to come to Palace, if other clubs like Juventus are interested in him. But yeah, I guess we'll see what happens. Thanks for coming on.
Happy birthday again, mate.
Yeah, cheers.
Happy birthday. Take care. Okay, well, look, people, I'll post the link one more time. If anyone wants to join, they can feel free to join. If not, we're going to just wrap it up. Late night in the UK anyways. I know there's a lot of people that watch from abroad as well. Patrick, just quickly, Arsenal, talk to me. I mean, what happens from here onwards? See, I guess the positive is that Eze got rested a bit more.
It's not. He hasn't played well, by the way, in 5 matches. He's not played well. I mean, he scored a goal against Bournemouth?
Brentford,
right. But he hasn't played well since he...
Even in that game, he didn't play as good.
I know you're saying about... I'm not looking forward to the game. I know you're going. Enjoy the game, mate. But if that's not 4-0, I'd be shocked. If that game isn't 4-0 Arsenal, a couple of reasons why. One, they are desperate for a win. Two, last year at Arsenal was a disaster. The game that Paddy McCarthy managed, obviously after Vieira was sacked. And I do not see this side without Olise creating anything that even worries Arsenal. So they're just going to attack us. I don't see anything good. And then, so that will make the Sheffield United game a must win. Because we don't beat Sheffield United, D, right? Ready for this? Chelsea and Everton are next. We never beat Chelsea. We never beat Everton. So that's going to be...
Beat? That's the question. If you go based on that, like, who do you really beat? Like, we struggle.
Maybe Burnley at home on February 24th. That'll be our February win. We might be Luton in March. That'll be our March win. Then we've got, oh my God, April. Bournemouth, Man City, Liverpool. Let me tell you something. I'm telling you right now. Bournemouth, City, Liverpool, West Ham, Fulham, Man United, Wolves, Aston Villa. Those last 8 games, oh my days. We better be well safe. I'm telling you, mate. We could go down this season. Like I said, I don't think we will because of the whole Sheffield United, Burnley, plus another, whether it be Forest or Everton or possibly Luton. But next season, man, is going to be peak. I don't know why. If we get beat like 6-0 on Saturday, I hope to God.
God forbid.
We either walks or they fire him. But they won't.
We don't need to get beat 6-0. If there's competent people that's running this football club, I mean, they can see that. It's not. You don't need a scoreline like that. You just need to see what's going on the pitch. You need to look at the substitution. You need to look at the game management. You need to look at how we're playing. You need to see how the fans are feeling, and you need to realize that this man is not the right man for the job. Like, you don't need to get a 6-0 defeat to realize that. If that's the case, then geez, to reach levels of incompetency that I don't even know that they can reach.
I know, I'm just being sarcastic because I just think that it's going to take something really bad because these owners, I keep saying these owners, this owner, it's all about Parrish, have shown a desire to keep this man, to bring him back, to keep him on and not get rid of him. Have no plan to get with a plan B. The plan B is going to be the guy who took the post-match day, Paddy McCarthy. That's not a plan B. That should be a plan Z. You know what I mean? That should be so far down the plan list. It shouldn't be in the top 25 things you're thinking of. That'll be our plan B. And then once that happens and he loses 4 games in a row, then what are we going to do? Pulis? Allardyce?
The thing is, it's done now. It's done. That era is done. All the managers are over, done with. Allardyce, Pulis. Hodgson was the last one, and that's done.
You say that, and I hope you're right, but we brought back Hodgson.
Maybe remember Allardyce, I don't even know. Jeez, fucking hell.
Weren't there Pardew rumours at one point, or no?
I don't know if that was serious. I think that was made up.
So my only point is that, honestly, and by the way, just to be clear, I wasn't a massive, I didn't have a problem with Pardew. I loved him in the beginning. Loved the FA Cup final run. The only thing that happens after the FA Cup, he just had a brain meltdown. And didn't want to play any kind of defensive football and was all out attack. I like Pardew. I don't think I don't want to bring him back. I like Pardew. To be clear, I've only used like one manager, the one we have now. I had no problem with Pulis, with Warnock, Allardyce, none of them. Okay, of course the ball, but the ball wasn't even around for enough to even dislike him. But I didn't dislike Pardew, but you can't have.
I don't Pardew. It doesn't matter based on Barry's comments, and yeah, he's right. Pardew was the only manager that got us into the top 10 and to an FA Cup final. That is actually crazy.
That's ideal. Yeah. If you're not gonna do that, get to the semifinal and get us 11th or 12th. You know what I mean? That's what we want. We don't want Europa League. We want 11th or 12th in a cup final. 11th, 12th in the semi-final. We're not asking for much, but we're spoiled. I mean, I don't know what to, I don't know.
It's crazy.
Mind-boggling.
I know people, we're gonna wrap it up here, but pretty sure there'll be like an Arsenal preview that happens at some point. I don't know when, I don't know how, but it will happen. I won't be here for the live match reaction on Saturday. It should be Hambo. And, there'll be new faces on the channel because I'll be at the game if anyone's at the game. then I'll probably see a few of you there. Arsenal away from home. But yeah, man, that should be fun. That
fan cam? Fan cams at Arsenal?
What was that?
Fan cams? Arsenal fan cams?
Nah, I'm going to be busy. I won't be doing fan cams at Arsenal. Jeez. I'm just asking.
You know, the fans demand it. What can I tell you? They want to see you.
Not Arsenal in it. So we'll see. We'll see. Maybe in the future. But look, if you have enjoyed this, make sure to leave a like and subscribe. Keep safe, people. And we'll catch up with you. But until next time, up the Palace.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates are around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.